We continue to bring you the contested races here in Guadalupe County. I have the privilege this morning of introducing you to Allison Hayward. She is seeking the Republican nomination for the Precinct 3 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court. Allison, good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Topic.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I am really glad that you're here today, because so often it feels like Precinct 3 is in a whole other area and people talk about the West End. And really, you would represent the entire county if you're elected to this position. So I'm going to ask you the question I ask everyone who comes into our studios for these interviews during political season. Why are you running? Why are you seeking the Precinct 3 seat on the Commissioner's Court?
So first, before I tell you why I'm seeking the seat on Commissioner's Court, I want to tell you that I know that everyone thinks West End tends to be separate and apart from everyone. And that is one of the reasons I am running, is because I am not just making decisions for Precinct 3. It will be for the whole county, because Precinct 3 is in suburban land, the way I see it. The cities take care of most of the things that they would need. So my decision would affect the whole county as well as the taxpayers in Precinct 3. So I'm running because I also believe that we need to move things forward in the county and not keep doing things the way we've been doing them for the last 20 years. We're growing, and with growth, people expect more things out of the county. They expect innovation, efficiencies, technology, communication. They just expect you to be able to provide them more services being efficient. And if we're not being efficient, then we're not going anywhere. And I decided that it was time for me to run, because currently serving as the Shirt City Council member and the Texas Municipal League president, where I was the represented 1,100 cities throughout Texas during the legislative session and had those conversations with them, understanding that there are ways to do things better and more efficient, because efficiency costs money. And the taxpayers, the one thing they talk about other than rapid growth is their tax dollars. And so I believe that bringing the current things and knowledge that I have to the Commissioner's Court would serve the people better.
We're talking to Allison Hayward. She is running for the Precinct 3 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court, seeking the Republican nomination. So, Allison, I want to ask you about your experience. You talked a little bit about your time, of course, on the Shirt City Council and as TML president. But what else do people need to know about your background and your experience?
So my background, I also sit with Texas Municipal League. I also sit on their intergovernmental risk pool. So I understand workman's comp and risk management, because that's the way cities and counties tend to be able to have their insurance being covered, because most insurance companies will not cover normal processes. I have a bachelor's degree in accounting. I have a certificate in the GFOAT budget certification. I am a certified municipal official and a Texas Municipal League Leadership Fellow, where I've taken a 6-day course in leadership and understanding what that means and how to be able to move forward, because leaders aren't always the ones in the front. Lots of times they're behind the scenes pushing people forward, because that's what a good leader does. I also have I was born and raised in Texas. And I was in Houston, Texas, but I spent the weekends on a family farm. So I understand what hard work is and the value of a dollar. So those are the things that I think, and that I am actually one of those candidates, or one of the people even on council. I am always available to the residents, and I will listen to what they have to say. I will see if I can help them in any way that I can. I've always done that. I typically have a hard time tooting my own horn, because I was raised that when you do things for the right reason, you don't need to share it. But even in my capacity as city council, I have done things to help people in the county on the county level, because people need help. It doesn't matter whether it's in my purview. It's if I can help them, I'm going to choose to help them.
In the city of Shirts, you guys have a city manager. You have someone who is running the day-to-day operations. The county's run a little bit differently. Yes. Everyone has their own little kingdom. The Commissioner's Court holds the purse strings. Is that a challenge? Do you see that as a challenge?
No, I don't see that as a challenge. Having the control of the purse strings, it makes it easier, because then you get to look in the budget and see where you can make the changes. If there's waste, if you need to change something in the budget, you get to see that right there without having to deal with the city manager or a finance director telling you the different things, and you're trying to understand that. You now will be able to say, hey, Why are we spending so much money on that? Or, hey, why aren't we doing the things that we need to do? So being in the control of those purse strings, you have more flexibility.
In doing all of these interviews and in preparation for them, there's been so much focus on growth, and you've already mentioned it a couple of times here. That has to be the biggest challenge, I think, collectively we face here in Guadalupe County. So what's your approach? How do you go about managing that growth the best that you possibly can? What's your approach here?
So the approach is, I think with growth, no matter where you are, Guadalupe County is experiencing it. I think Texas is experiencing it in that triangle. Everybody wants to move to Texas because Texas is the place to be, right? So trying to manage that is looking at, do we have adequate infrastructure for that development and that growth? Because if we don't have the adequate infrastructure or the adequate water, because we've been in a drought for so long, we have to look at those things before we make those decisions of what can come. So I think that's the way we have to look at it when we're starting to control. Can we handle what is about to come? Because most people don't understand that infrastructure, especially roads and the maintenance of roads, that comes last. It doesn't come before the growth. It kind of comes after the growth. The other problem, I think, with a county when you're looking to grow and everyone building in the county or in an ETJ, it is not having, one, the control of how things are being developed. And then that puts a strain on the county once it's developed, because now the county has to accept the roads. Now, I do know the county has decided not to do that for a time. That's a short time, but we have to look to a long-term fix.
Yeah, the county has been in discussions about a thoroughfare master plan for quite some time. In fact, they've sort of, the current court has sort of said, all right, let's pump the brakes on this a little bit, and no pun intended, and kick this can down the road a little bit. What do you think needs to happen as far as getting this master thoroughfare plan together? And are there things or processes that you want to see in the development of that plan?
So I believe that the plan was supposed to be done in 2022. We're already 4 years out. So how much further do we need to kick the can down the road? Because every time you start kicking the can down the road, you start adding dollars to that process. And so we need to get that done as thoroughly and as quickly as possible. What I'd like to see is as they're dealing with the company that is working with them, the engineering company, to get the master thoroughfare plan, is to also, sometimes you have to give them direction. Because a lot of the companies, they just look at the pie in the sky, or they're using drones to kind of decide where these roads need to be. They're not going out and seeing the areas. And so I think it should be incumbent upon the commissioners to go out with them and say, here is the area that you want to put these roads. How does this make sense? This doesn't make sense. And then sitting together and making that, and getting with the county engineer, making sure you're getting with the company, the engineering company, and looking at that. And then when you're looking at the residents and how things are, you need to get a plan so that you know where your growth is going to be. Because if we don't have a plan, a master thoroughfare plan, we don't know what's going to happen. And then roads could come in that we weren't expecting. And how do you tie all of this together? So I think the best way to do it is to just go out and get it done, because it can be changed. It's not written in stone. And if it is, you break the stone. But you look at things from that process of how soon can we do it, and then look and see where it is, because most of those roads change over time because of the way the county grows.
Allison Hayward is a guest on A Saturday Topic. She's seeking the Precinct 3 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court. In the city of Church, you have the benefit of zoning regulations and some additional regulations that are allowed by the state. The county has great limitations on what it can do as far as making decisions about what can be developed and what can't. So how do you go about trying to provide the kind of services that I think people want when they are used to seeing city regulations apply to areas that they have now bought homes in, these subdivisions that are going up in the more rural parts of the county or in the ETJs?
So, yes, a lot of people move into the counties or into ETJs and they expect city service, because they're not understanding that they're in the county for the most part. They just see a house that they want and then they buy it. So then I think it is incumbent upon the county to make sure that as we're dealing with these people, explaining things, but because they're in the county, they do get to have services. And we need to make sure that we have the adequate staff and the equipment that we need to provide those services.
If we are going to provide those services, that means potentially it could be, it's going to require more revenue, right? So how do you go about balancing the need to manage that growth while also realizing the growth is here and you got to provide services and you also want to hold a line on the tax dollars? That's a juggling act. How do you propose to handle that?
So I think a lot of times with city government and in county government, there's always ways to do it because there are grants out there. We've already spent our tax dollars by sending our taxes to the federal government, and our sales taxes are going to the state government. A lot of times we tend to leave money on the table for our residents because we don't go out and we don't seek those grants, or we don't have someone and we go, oh, well, we don't have a grant writer. Well, there are companies out there that you can contract with that they get paid once they get you the grant. There's other ways of doing things is by looking at some of the things that we can provide, doing a private public partnership. There are companies out there that just want to see their names in lights, so to speak, to say that they provided this particular thing for the county. So I think for us, when you're trying to balance those tax dollars, you also got to look at where is their money being wasteful. So you have to look in the budget too to see, are we being efficient? So if people are out there, or I should say the departments, if they are not being efficient because they don't have the people or the tools to do the job, then that costs the taxpayers more money. So if we look at more trying to do things with efficiencies and then finding ways to fund that with taxpayer dollars that have already been spent by getting grants, I think that helps us balance what we need to balance.
The subdivision rule book, the county subdivision rule book, really tries to lay out exactly what developers can expect if they want to build here in Guadalupe County. Again, there's some limitations as to what can be included, but there's talk about right now being in the process of redeveloping that book and making some additional, putting some additional language in there as far as development goes. What do you weigh in on this? Are there things that you want specifically to see in that, or what's your general thought?
My general thought is, after looking at some of the other counties, and I don't have any specifics at the top of my head at the moment, but I've looked at other counties and how they've done their subdivision regulations, and I think with Guadalupe County, we can tighten some of those. I think the other thing that we need to do is start reaching out to our state legislators and saying, hey, we understand that you don't want the counties to have regulations over some things. I don't want to have regulation over former John and former Sally. But when their property is sold to a developer to bring in homes, the county needs to be able to have some control, if not control over a lot of the aspects of it, but maybe start doing like cities can do and charging an impact fee. So then that fee takes care of that road. And I think strengthening that, because I think strengthening the subdivision regulation by telling them what types of roads we want put in, that helps the county in the long run, because now we're not fixing a road that's been around for 2 or 3 years, or saying, hey, we're not fixing any more roads because we can't handle that in our budget. So then these residents are then feeling like, oh my gosh, you've just left me in the lurch, not knowing that. So I think we have to start looking at ways that we can strengthen the subdivision regulation, and also work with our state legislatures and getting them to understand it's a process. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. Nothing ever does. And if it's happening overnight, it's not probably something you want to do.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point. The state has been reluctant to allow the counties to have much more in the way of rules as far as development goes. And I think so much of that is tied to the fact that property rights have been so important. Once you're outside of a city, pretty much the whole idea is, man, it's your property. You do whatever you want to do with it, and your neighbors get that, you know, that's their problem to worry about. So, but you think there is some room to work with the legislature, to work with state leaders, to maybe allow some sort of wiggle room there for counties?
I'm working hard. I've already started working and talking to Representative Schoolcraft. I'm trying to work with and talk to Representative, although she's not in Guadalupe County, but she's in Comal County, Representative Isaac. Working with being on the Texas League president and working during the legislative session, I got to know a lot of the representatives. So I think if we have the right mindset and say, look, we just want a little bit of control. We're not trying to take control, because I know years ago, long, long time ago, they took control away from the counties. And I believe in private property rights. You can do what you want to do. But when you sell it and a developer comes in to develop it, that's when, to me, you no longer was able to control what was there. And then it puts a strain, and I think getting them to understand that it puts a strain on a county budget. Everyone wants to have the concern of my tax dollars. And no one wants to raise anyone's taxes if they don't have to. I don't want mine raised. And since we don't want to do that, we need to really try to explain to them how this will benefit the county and not us not having to raise taxes on the residents to be able to pay for these developers and these roads that are going in.
We're talking to Allison Hayward. She's seeking the Precinct 3 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court. So much of the reaction to growth is really just that. It's reactionary. Is there a proactive approach that can be taken to start planning for the growth that we know is here and beyond that, the growth that we know and expect to come in the future?
So I think part of that is having the master thoroughfare plan. So if you have the master thoroughfare plan, you probably can see out the roads, and looking at where those roads would be structured, you see where that development can occur. And so you start looking at that. I think also having like a comprehensive land plan that tells you kind of what's coming. So then that's a way to be proactive instead of reactive, because now we can see this is where the development is coming. This is the general area that people want to live, or this is the general area that the developers want to be in, because not every area do they want to develop. They're looking at where they can get the biggest bang for their buck. Those are things that we can identify now, and then we can start being proactive about how we deal with that, and then start in our budget, start looking at how can we put funding into certain areas or into the different areas that we need to give them the services that they need.
I'm curious to know how you would handle the balancing act of representing the people in Precinct 3 who are so suburban and many oriented towards San Antonio, may not even know that they live in Guadalupe County and that Seguin is the county seat. Dealing with that and knowing that that is maybe the mindset of so many of them, and also the fact that you're part of Guadalupe County, you're part of the greater Guadalupe County. So how do you balance that?
For me, that was the reason I ran, is because I know that Precinct 3 is, as I said before, in suburban. They have cities to deal with that. Knowing that when I'm taking on this position, I represent all of the county when I'm making those decisions. For Precinct 3, my job will be to make sure that we're not affecting their tax dollars, because that would be important to them, how we're doing this. And the rest of the county, I have to think about the other three precincts where they have more rural areas and they have to do a lot more, looking at how we can work together to build that coalition. Because once you have a group of people that can see the mindset and work together, and that's where, to me, a strategic plan comes in and puts everybody on the same page. And so as we're starting to look at the same page, then we can balance what we need to do while we're on the court.
We are talking to Allison Hayward, and I just have a couple more questions for you. I know you've been out and about knocking on doors and talking to people. Besides growth, are there other concerns that are coming up?
Yes, I've had a couple of concerns with the people in my area. When they're looking at the county website, they don't think that it's transparent enough, and they can't seem to get to the documents that they need when they're looking at the budget, or they're looking at, okay, the roads. So as I've talked to them, I started doing a little bit of research and finding out that there are other counties like Comal County, Fort Bend County, and a few others who have a website. I even actually looked at a county that I lived in years ago out in Florida, Escambia County. They have so many of the little buttons on the website that you just click the button and hyperlink. In Escambia County, one of the things that they do is they have the budget, but then they have like a little document that says citizens information, so that it's easier for you to understand the budget, because not everybody understands this. They just look at the bottom number and say, oh my gosh, the county's spending this much money, and they don't know where it's going. And so I think being able to do that, when someone needs a permit, a lot of people realize that they have to email the county engineer. Well, they could have a little button like cities do You push the button, you put in information, it generates your permit, and then it sends it off to them to let them know when there's time for inspection or what's being done. I think ease of use of the website, knowing what the services the county offers, a lot of people don't understand the services that the county offers, or they're looking for it and they can't find it. And so I think just those were some of the things, and several of the people said, hey, I think we're still stuck in the 90s and we need to move to the future. So how can you get us to the future with innovation and technology? Because they just feel like everything is grinding slow in the county government.
Is Guadalupe County getting to a point where it needs to consider having a county administrator?
It may be getting close to having a county administrator, because I think we're growing, and we're constantly growing, and I think by the next census, we will realize that we've grown more than we thought we grew. And sometimes you need someone who understands a lot of that. Not saying that the county judge can't do that and the county commissioners can't do some of those things, but sometimes those people that specialize in that area tend to be able to do things and get things pushed along a lot faster, because sometimes there is that learning curve. And so I think it may be time for that. I also think that it may be time to start looking at a project manager, because when you've got county commissioners trying to deal with the everyday things that they do, then on top of that, they have to be the project manager for some building or something that's getting developed. And so that can stretch them thin.
We're going to run out of time, so I wanted to make sure I gave you an opportunity to speak directly to the voters. Those voters in Precinct 3 will have a decision to make. Why is Allison Hayward the best choice for this job?
I am under the understanding and the belief that I'm the best person for the job because I've been constantly doing things currently. And when I say doing things currently, it's being involved in organizations, especially organizations that are on policy. So I'm involved with ALEC, CLA, and the Frederick Douglass Foundation. And they're talking about different policies and procedures that we can look at to be in the, going toward the future, and then they put those industry experts in front of you to have those conversations when things are happening. So I am involved with them and talking to different experts on how we can get things done when it comes to different ideas that we have and different equipment that we can provide and services that we can provide. I get in front of those people. I was the Texas Municipal League president, and being there during the legislative session, I got to know a lot of the representatives and knowing that how they look at legislation and how we need to have that trust and build those relationships, not just during the session, but outside of the session. I also know about innovation and technology. I have a budget certification. I'm an accountant. I get to see what those budgets are and looking with a finer tooth comb and being able to do that. I have just been active all over the county. I've represented Texas all over the United States, even on the national level. A lot of people, and I have not shared this as well, is with the National League of Cities. That is another large organization on the national level. So I've been building relationships on the national level. I turned down a position for the Military Committee Affairs on the national level, and I was appointed to a member seat for the Fair Committee within National League of Cities. I have connections with the Transportation Department, the OMB, so that there are things that we need, and with FEMA. So there are things that we need that I have built those relationships and those people, and I can pick up the phone, and when I need something, I can pick up the phone and say, hey, here's what we need in the county. How can you help? And so I bring that information and those relationships to the county so that we can get things done and stop feeling like the county is moving like a freight liner and maybe try to move more like a aircraft carrier. You know, I don't think the government is designed to move like a speedboat as much as we would love it to.
Allison Hayward is our guest on the Saturday Topic program. Again, she's seeking the Precinct 3 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court, seeking the Republican nomination. Of course, Election Day is Tuesday, March 3rd. Early voting begins on Tuesday, February 17th. Allison Hayward, best of luck to you. Thanks so much. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You bet. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more right after this.